Play is a crucial part of every child's development, offering benefits that go far beyond just having fun. There are two main types of play: structured playtime and free play. Both are important, but they offer different advantages for a child's growth. Structured playtime involves activities organized by adults with specific goals or rules. This could be things like organized sports, music lessons, or board games. Structured play helps kids learn to follow instructions, work in teams, and develop specific skills. On the other hand, free play, also called unstructured play, lets kids use their imagination without adult direction. This might include building with blocks, playing dress-up, or exploring nature. Free play boosts creativity, problem-solving skills, and independence. Both types of play are valuable, and the key is finding the right balance. Here are some tips for parents. 1. Watch your child's interests and adjust accordingly. 2. Provide opportunities for both structured and free play. 3. Allow time for uninterrupted free play. 4. Choose structured activities that match your child's interests. 5. Be flexible and change the mix as your child grows. The balance between structured and free play may vary for each child and can change over time. Younger children often benefit from more free play, while older kids might enjoy more structured activities. The goal is to create a play environment that's both fun and helps your child develop various skills. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach. Every child is unique, so it's important to tailor play experiences to their individual needs and interests. By providing a mix of both structured and free play, parents can support their child's overall development, from creativity and independence to social skills and discipline. In the end, the most important thing is that your child enjoys playing and learning. With careful observation and flexibility, you can create a rich and varied play experience that supports your child's growth and happiness.